Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you episode 31, Go Hard Chicks. This is the final episode of 2021. I am thrilled that we are going to be entering into a new year. Although I must admit, 2021 wasn't really bad for me. There were challenges, but there was a lot of growth. And that's what it's all about, right? Growth. So, Go Hard Chicks. Oh, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas holiday if you celebrate. And I know like we are in that weird kind of downtime between Christmas and the new year. And I really hope that if you can, that you're getting rest and you're getting rejuvenated and that you're enjoying family and friends, because 2022 is going to be on and popping. I just feel like we got big things to do in 2022. What are those big things, Go Hard Chicks? Do you do resolutions? I know resolutions or setting resolutions has kind of gotten a bad rap, but I kind of like it. I don't necessarily call it resolutions. I like to set goals. And I don't have to do this, you know, at the end of each year or the beginning of another year. I do it whenever. I keep a notebook where I write down goals. And if I achieve those goals within that year, great. If I don't, that's okay too, you know? But I just kind of like to life plan, if you will. And that's what I kind of do at the beginning of each year. We got a hot topic to discuss today. It's super important. But before I get into this topic, I have an announcement. Now, you know, in episodes 28 and 29, if you listened, I discussed sugar. I discussed the harmful effects of sugar. Whew, Lord knows I love me some sugar, and I know many of you do too. But it is a hidden killer, and it is controlling our lives to a certain degree, and it's causing all kinds of harm and havoc in our bodies and disease. So we really need to try to kick, if not tame, our sugar habits, right? Enter my January 2022 Sugar Detox Challenge. Yes, Go Hard Chicks, I'm going to be hosting my 7-day Sugar Detox Challenge starting January 10th through and including January 16th of the new year. Y'all can't miss out on this opportunity. It is going to be fabulous. So what are you going to get? What are you going to get? You're going to get a meal plan designed by moi to help lower and reduce your sugar intake over the 7-day period. I'm going to give you an in-depth report on how, you know, all about sugar, how sugar is not the best, and healthy alternatives. You're going to get recipes within that meal plan that you can use. And you're going to get a food journal to help you keep track of all of this. But most of all, you're going to get daily coaching emails from me. And you can email me back with questions. So it's going to be active accountability and coaching during these 7 days. So I am so excited. Like I said, this is going to start January 10th. When this opportunity goes live, meaning you can sign up for it live, you better sign up quick. January is my birthday month. So in celebration of my 49th birthday, I am offering this 7-day detox plan for a steal of only $49. I'm going to open up the challenge shortly so you all can sign up. I cannot take all of you, right? I wish I could have hundreds of you, but I got to keep the group small because I want to make sure that I can give you guys the attention that each of you deserves, right? There are limited spots. I'm only going to keep the sign up open for a short time. So listen to the podcast, watch my Facebook page, watch my Instagram. Those of you who have signed up for my email list, pay attention to the emails. If you haven't signed up for my email list, this might be a good time. I will notify you when it goes live. Like I said, the opportunity to sign up is only going to be a limited time, and we're going to jump right in on January 10th. I'm super excited about this, Go Hard Chicks, and I hope that you can join me. Let's get into today's topic. Vitamin D. I realized I had been talking to the importance of vitamin D to my clients and friends and family, but I hadn't talked about it on the podcast, really. And we're in the midst of the holiday season, and we're also in the midst of Omicron. Just when we thought we were going to be able to, you know, have a real or somewhat real holiday season and relax and see friends and family that many of us haven't seen in 2 years. Here comes Omicron. And people are getting sick. And people are afraid again. So it's time we talk about vitamin D, Go Hard Chicks. 75% of the world's population is deficient in vitamin D. Vitamin D is one of the most important vitamins to the immune system. Did you hear what I said? 75% of the world's population might be deficient. Deficient in one of the most important vitamins to the immune system. Go Hard Chicks, you need to get your vitamin D levels checked. This is extremely important. You need to know where you stand. You need to know if you are deficient. Then if you are, you need to speak to your medical provider about what you need to do about that deficiency, right? Now let's talk about why vitamin D is important. Let me give you some background. Most of us know that vitamin D works with calcium to support our bones. So bone health. Vitamin D is important to bone health. If you're low on vitamin D, your body can't get calcium from food. So then your body's going to steal it from your bones. And if your body is stealing it from your bones, that means your bones are going to get weak. So you're going to suffer from weaker bones. You could potentially have fractures and osteoporosis. So making sure we have adequate levels of vitamin D is extremely important to our bone health. Muscles. Studies show vitamin D appears to help you build stronger muscles. Studies suggest a link between muscle strength and high vitamin D levels. Now, Go Hard Chicks, we all don't have to be bodybuilders, okay? But as we age, we do lose muscle mass. So it's extremely important that we not only pick up a weight here and there, like I said, you don't have to be a bodybuilder, but we want to maintain muscle mass. And we also need to make sure our vitamin D is sufficient to help us with that. Researchers found that people with higher levels of vitamin D had leaner bodies. I mean, who doesn't want a leaner body? They had more muscle mass and better muscle function. So Go Hard Chicks, vitamin D, gonna help those muscles. Vitamin D helps with mood. Low vitamin D levels, Go Hard Chicks, may be linked to clinical depression. It's not really clear why yet, but it could be that low vitamin D causes depression or depression behaviors like poor eating when we're depressed. You know, some of us don't eat right when we're depressed. Many of us don't spend time outside when we're depressed, so we're not in the sun. So those depression behaviors could cause low vitamin D. Evidence suggests that raising your vitamin D levels helps with depression symptoms. Vitamin D may play a vital role in the depression treatment regimen. So ladies, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt your mood to make sure that your vitamin D levels are sufficient. Vitamin D has anti-inflammatory effects. Vitamin D may affect medical conditions caused by inflammation. Now, we talked all about inflammation in episode 28. Low vitamin D levels may increase your odds of having allergies, asthma, and even eczema. Studies have suggested that taking vitamin D supplements during pregnancy makes babies less likely to have asthma. Now, ladies, always talk to your doctor before taking any supplements. Seek the guidance of your medical provider. This is not medical advice. I can't give you medical advice, but I'm trying to provide you with information that you may not be getting from your medical providers, so you know what to ask for. Vitamin D can help heart health. Research suggests that a lack of vitamin D may increase your chances of heart disease, stroke, blood pressure, and heart attacks. Vitamin D3 seems to reduce the risk of heart failure. Again, ladies, please, know your numbers. But to touch on what we're going through today with COVID and all these random viruses going around that we're not sure what they are, vitamin D is crucial to immunity. Studies have shown that vitamin D may help your immune system fight viruses and bacterial infections, such as pneumonia and possibly even COVID-19. There have been studies that have shown that folks that end up in the hospital with COVID tend to have lower or deficient vitamin D levels. Low vitamin D levels may put you at higher risk of catching COVID-19. And then if you catch it, if your vitamin D levels are low, you could have more severe outcomes. This is crucial. This is crucial. I need you all to make it a point in 2022, and from that point on, to make sure you get your vitamin D levels tested. It is crucial. Now, how do you get vitamin D? Vitamin D is the only nutrient in the body that is produced when you're exposed to sunlight. One of the main ways you can get vitamin D is through the sun. However, up to 50% of the world's population may not even get enough sun. That's partly because people spend more time indoors nowadays. We wear sunblock outside. We eat a Western diet, low in good sources of this vitamin. In modern society, we're working in the office all day. We're in the home all day. We're not out. If we are out, it's really only during the summer months. And that's assuming you are out at least 15, 20 minutes a day getting direct sunlight. And if you have darker skin, like me, even if you're in the sun, it's harder for our bodies to absorb vitamin D. You can also get vitamin D from certain foods such as salmon, sardines, tuna, egg yolks. So it's super important that you try to get enough sun, that you try to eat foods that are high in vitamin D. But even the foods, most people don't get sufficient vitamin D from the food alone. If we're not getting it from our food, if we're not getting it from the sun, we have to supplement. We got to take a vitamin D3 supplement. Now, I'm not going to get into how much of this supplement or the dosage you need to take, because that's really going to depend on if you are deficient. So you need to speak to your medical provider. Well, first, you got to get a test. You got to get a test. If you're older or you have some sort of cardiovascular disease, you really need to make sure that your vitamin D levels are optimal. If you have a chronic infection, your body will use a lot of that vitamin D to fight that infection, which will leave you deficient as well. You can ask your medical provider for a vitamin D test. Full disclosure, I test my vitamin D at least twice a year. You can take a vitamin D test at home. I have checked my vitamin D test both in home and I've had my doctor, you know, draw blood so I can have a vitamin D test at least twice a year. Now, the at-home test I used, I have used the Everly Well Home Kit, which you can order it on their website and they'll send it to your home, or you can buy it from your local drugstore like Walgreens, CVS, they have them there. It's not for the faint at heart, okay? Because you literally have to prick yourself at home, squeeze the blood from your finger onto this card, and it needs to be sufficient enough so they could test. Now, it comes with instructions, but like I said, it's not for the faint at heart. I think it's super convenient. That's why I've done this test. I don't even know how many times. I've used their test for more than just vitamin D, okay? But once you, you know, do the test at home, you send the card. They have sealed packaging that you use to send the card back to their lab. And in about a week, you get your results. They send your results via email. It's super convenient. The first time I tried it, I will admit, I was skeptical. I thought, is this legit? You know, I saw the results. And shortly after that, I followed up with my doctor and I had her run the same test, request the same blood test, where I actually had blood drawn and the results were spot on. I mean, they were the same. So these home kits are pretty accurate and they're convenient if you don't want to go to your doctor for a test. But most of us should be seeing our doctors for a physical or something at least once a year. So at that visit, make sure that you ask your doctor to not only run the vitamin D, there are many tests, there are many blood tests that we need to be getting every year. Just make sure that they include vitamin D in that. And that when those results come back in, make sure you know the number. And if you're not sure what the numbers mean, like, does this mean I'm deficient? You need to ask your doctor, how does my vitamin D level look? You need to be an advocate for yourself. 2022, we are advocating for ourselves. We are advocating for our health and we are knowing our numbers. That is our goal. That is my goal for us in 2022. We know what our credit scores, right? We ought to know our blood test numbers. We need to know where we stand so we can be armed with that information to make improvements if need be, or we can continue to maintain, right? So that's what it's all about. We are going to improve our health, our immune health. I'm holding all of us accountable, and we're going to know our numbers in 2022. That's the goal for 2022, Go Hard Chicks. Go Hard Chicks, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have questions, comments, concerns, hit me up. In the meantime, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, and I will see you all on the other side and ready to start the new year off running with the 7-day sugar detox challenge. I'm so excited. Thank you for listening, Go Hard Chicks. Happy New Year, and take care.